And 1 month has passed in 2008 already.
我们说感谢神，他一直把时间赐给我们。
We really thank our God that He continues to give us time.
把机会赐给我们。
And He has continued to give us this opportunities.
让我们在地上还有年纪的时候，可以更多来认识、追求他，来服侍他。
So that since we still have breath in this world, we could continue to pursue Him, to serve Him, and to know Him.
让请弟兄姊妹，我们再翻到出埃及记十二章。
Now again, brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to Exodus chapter 12?
出埃及记十二章。
Exodus 12.
读第一节到第三节。
We will read verses 1-3.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说。
Now the Lord said to Moses.
你们
and Aaron in the land of Egypt.
你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you.
你们吩咐以色列全会中说，本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, On the 10th of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household.
我想就跳到第八节。
Let's now drop down to verse 8.
当月要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，以无酵饼和苦菜同吃。
They shall eat the flesh that same night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs.
不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、脚、五脏，用火烤了吃。
Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but rather roasted with fire, both its head and its legs, along with its entrails.
不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨，要用火烧了。
And you shall not leave any of it over until morning, but whatever is left of it until morning, you shall burn with fire.
十一节
Verse 11.
你们吃羊羔要当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节。
Now you shall eat it in this manner.With your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
这是耶和华的逾越节。
It is the Lord's Passover.
因为那夜我要行刑埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。
For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night.And will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live.And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
你们要纪念这日，所谓耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Now this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance.
我们挑二十四节到二十七节。
We will read again verses 24-27.
这例你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。
For the Lord will... Verse 24. And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever.
日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们那地，就要守这里。
When you enter the land which the Lord will give you, as He has promised, you shall observe this rite.
你们儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思？你们就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及地的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家，于是百姓低头下拜。
And when your children say to you, what does this rite mean to you? You shall say, it is a Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians, but spared our homes. And the people bowed low and worshipped.
这里是圣经头一次记载到逾越节的故事。
Now this is the very first time that the Bible recorded the Passover.
我们再翻到民数记第九章。
Now Numbers chapter
9. 民数记第九章第一到第四第五节。
Verses 1 to 5, Numbers chapter 9.
我想在这里记载是第二次以色列人在守逾越节。
Now this records the second time that the Israelites observed Passover.
那第一节说，以色列人出埃及地以后，第二年正月，耶和华在西乃的旷野吩咐摩西说。
Verse 1, thus the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying,
以色列人应当在所定的日期守逾越节。
Now that the sons of Israel observe the Passover at its appointed time.
就是本月十四日防分的时候，你们要在所定的日期守这节，要按这节的律例典章而守。
On the 14th day of this month at twilight, you shall observe it at its appointed time. You shall observe it according to all its statutes and according to all its ordinances.
于是摩西吩咐以色列人守逾越节。他们就在西乃的旷野正月十四日黄昏的时候守逾越节，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，以色列人都照样行了。
So Moses told the sons of Israel to observe the Passover. They observed the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So the sons of Israel did.
我们再翻到耶稣亚记第五章
Joshua chapter
5第十节
verse 10，
这里呢是记载当以色列百姓进到迦南地以后呢，头一次在那守逾越节。
Here the record says that after the Israelites went into the land of Canaan, this is their first time to observe the Passover.
也是圣经里面记载的第三次他们守逾越节。
And in the Bible, this is the third reference on their observance of Passover.
以色列人在基甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。
Verse 10. While the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho.
我们再翻到历代志下三十章。
Second Chronicles chapter
30. 历代志下三十章。
Second Chronicles chapter
30. 两段圣经是五百七十一页。
Page 571 in Chinese Bible.
这是当犹大王西西家的时候，以色列百姓又有一次的守逾越节。
Now this is the time at King Hezekiah when all the Israelites once again observed this Passover.
这是圣经里面记载的第四次他们守逾越节。
And this is the fourth Passover recorded in the Bible.
好，第一节，以西西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大众人，又写信给以法莲和马拉西人，叫他们到耶路撒冷耶和华殿向耶和华以色列神以色列人神守逾越节。
Chapter 30. Now Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover to the Lord God of Israel.
我们挑第五节。第五节说，于是定了命令，传遍以色列，从别示巴直到但，使他们都来，在耶路撒冷向耶和华以色列的神守逾越节，因为照所写的例，守这节的不多了。
Now, verse 5, we drop down to, so they established a decree to circulate a proclamation throughout all Israel, from Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to celebrate the Passover to the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, for they had not celebrated in great numbers as it was prescribed.
在第五节末段那个小字说，或说因为民许久没有照所写的例守节了。
The Chinese Bible's explanation in small letters saying that because other people had not observed the Passover as the Lord had commanded.
对，所以说因着民许久已经没有守逾越节了。
Here it says that people haven't observed Passover for a long, long time.
这是圣经记载了他们第五次守逾越节。
And this is the fifth reference in the Bible regarding this observing Passover.
我们再翻到三十五章。
Chapter 35. Verse 1.
这里是讲到耶西亚王守逾越节。
Here it records King Josiah how he observed celebrated the Passover.
我想这里应该是第五次哈，我刚刚讲错了，这是第五次。刚刚西西家说是第四次。
Now Hezekiah's observance of Passover should be the fourth time, and here Josiah is the fifth time.
第三十五章第一节说，耶西亚在耶路撒冷向耶和华守逾越节，正月十四日就宰了逾越节的羊羔。
Verse 1, then Josiah celebrated the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem, and they slaughtered the Passover animals on the 14th day of the first month.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过。像耶西亚祭司利未人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。
Verse 18, there had not been celebrated a Passover like it in Israel since the days of Samuel the prophet, nor had any of the kings of Israel celebrated such a Passover as Josiah did, with the priests and the Levites, all Judah and Israel who were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
他说，自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中呢，没有守过这样的逾越节。
The verse tells us that since the days of Samuel the prophet, nor had any of the kings over Israel celebrated such a Passover.
可能在先知撒母耳之前，以色列人他们是在守逾越节，但是没有像在这里这样的守这样的逾越节。
Maybe before Samuel the prophet, the Israelites did keep the Passover, but they had not celebrated as well as the time when Josiah did it.
我们再翻到以斯拉第六章。
Ezra chapter 6.
这是以斯拉带领着一般被掳归回的百姓回到犹大地建造重新建造圣殿以后，他们再有一次的守逾越节。
This happened when Ezra, who led all the exiles back from Babylon and once again in Jerusalem, they celebrated the Passover.
第六章第十九节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
正月十四日，被掳归回的人守逾越节。
The exiles observed the Passover on the 14th of the first month.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
欢欢喜喜的守除酵节七日，因为耶和华使他们欢喜。
And they observed the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had caused them to rejoice.
这除酵节也就是逾越节。
Now the feast of unleavened bread is the Passover.
这是圣经旧约历史里面第六次记载他们守逾越节的事情。
Now this is the sixth reference in the Old Testament history on their celebration of Passover.
我想圣经就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
请低头，你的祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，早晨我们仍然存着一个 安静等候心一同来到你跟前。
Lord, this morning again, we come with a quiet heart, waiting for you in your presence.
我们来求你借着你的同在，再次来覆庇我们。
We ask again that you would overshadow us with your presence.
叫每一个来到你面前的人，真是存这个等候你的心。
So that everyone who comes before you will have this heart waiting for you.
让你的话在早晨这个时间里面能够在我们内心深处来摸着我们的感觉。
So that your word in the morning on this day will really touch our feeling.
再借着你话来带领来教导我们该走的道路。
And also through your word you will teach and you will guide us to walk in the way we should.
好，叫我们因着你话知道如何生活在你面前来讨你欢喜。
So that through your word we will know how to walk before you to please you.
在一个新的年日开始的时候，仍然继续引领我们所该走的道路。
Lord, in the days of this new beginning year, again lead us to walk in the way we should walk in.
引领我们直到路终。
Until the end of the journey.
引领我们直到那天见你的面。
Until the day we will see your face.
让我们在一生的年日里面，更多经历到主耶稣基督实在是我们的主，实在是我们的好处。
So that throughout the days of our life, we will experience that.The Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord, and He is our prophet.
好，叫我们生活行事都能够讨你欢喜。
So that whether we walk or we speak, that we will please you.
叫你的教会在地上也能够被你建立起来。
And your church will hence be established.
求你使他悦纳我们祷告。
Oh Lord, may our prayer be pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我们早晨来继续和弟兄姊妹来看出埃及记十二章。
Now this morning we will consider together on Exodus 12 again.
我们来讲到耶和华逾越节。
And we will speak about the Lord's Passover.
我们说到出埃及记十二章是圣经中的一个大章。
We mentioned that this Exodus chapter 12 is a great chapter of the Bible.
因为十二章是记载以色列百姓他们一个新的历史的开始。
Because it records the beginning of a new history.
因为在那里神吩咐他们要改年月日。
Right there, God told them to change their day and year. And
神吩咐他们要说以本月为正月，逾越之首，一年之首。
He told them to use this month as the beginning of the year.
因为逾越正月呢是一年的开始。
The first month of the year is the very beginning of each time.
因为什么神这样吩咐他们呢？
And why God commanded them so?
因为在这个之前，他们在法老权下在那里做奴隶。
Because before this, they were slaves under the domain of Pharaoh.
现在在法老权下为奴的日子已经结束，已经告一个段落了。
Now the days of slavery was over.
现在神要引领他们开始走一个新的道路。
And God now will lead them to walking a new way.
他们要开始过一个新的生活，往神的应许美地而去。
They would lead a new life, walking toward the land of promise.
为什么他们历史有这样一个极大的一个转改变呢？
Why is there such a tremendous change in their history?
因为神在那里吩咐他们说，各家要取一只羊羔，要宰了。
Here God told them that each household will take one lamb and kill it.
要把血涂在门框门楣上。
And apply the blood on the lintel and on the doorpost.
因为那一个晚上呢，内密的天使要巡巡全埃及地。
Because on that day, the destroyer will go through the land and strike the firstborn.
他要击杀埃及一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都要被击杀。
The very firstborn in Egypt, whether it's of man or the beast, will be killed.
但是因着看见血在以色列百姓他们所住的房屋上有一个记号。
But when he sees the sign of the blood on the lintel in the house,
神就越过他们保存了他们长子的生命。
God would pass over that house, and therefore the firstborn's life would be preserved.
这个就是逾越节的一个由来。
And this is the background of Passover.
圣经称说，那个他们宰逾越节、宰羔羊的那个晚上，称为耶和华的夜。
And also the Bible tells us that the night that they killed the lambs called the night of the Lord.
那一个晚上，那个夜晚对埃及来说是一个可怕的夜晚。
Now that night toward the Egyptians was such a dreadful one.
因为那是一个审判的夜晚。
Because that was a night of judgment.
但是对以色列百姓来说呢，那是一个蒙恩典的一个夜晚。
But to the Israelites, that's the night of grace.
那是一个蒙拯救的一个夜晚。
That's the night of deliverance.
因为在那个夜晚，他们离开了埃及。
Because on that night, they left Egypt.
他们脱离了黑夜。
They left.
他们进
behind the darkness.
他们进入了光明。
And they entered into the light.
他们开始走一个光明的道路。
They started to walk in this journey of light.
我们说到，当神父他们在那里吃羊羔肉的时候。
We mentioned that when God commanded them to eat the flesh of the lamb,
要他们腰间束带
they should be girded with a belt,
脚上穿鞋
and also they should have sandals
手中拿杖
with staff in their hands,
要赶紧的吃
they should eat it in haste.
这是说到他们是一般行路的人
this tells us that they are people walking a journey.
神把他们从埃及领出来，他们开始要走一条新的道路
Now God left them out of Egypt, so they now will be treading on a new journey.
所以在那里的父母呢，是说到这是一个行路的人，他们的预备，他们该有一个态度。
Now the verse tells us that this is the kind of attitude, the kind of preparation when a person is about to set out in a journey.
这段历史的那个属灵意义是什么呢
？Then what is the spiritual meaning to this history?
那是说到新约基督徒，当他们的得救，他们的经历就是这样子。
It speaks of the Christians in New Testament time that their spiritual journey, their experiences should be just like theirs.
当我们蒙恩得救以后，在我们生命，在我们的生命的历史里面有一个新的开始。
When we are saved by grace, in the history of our lives, there should be a brand new beginning.
有一个新的正月，一个一月份在我们身上发生了。
There should be this.Brand new first month happening in us.
有个新的年日从这里开始。
New days and new years are now unfolding.
因为从前我们在撒旦世界网的权下成为一个罪的奴仆。
Now before we were slaves under the dominion of Satan, Satan and darkness.
现在这样的生活现在已经结束了。
But now that kind of life was ended.
圣经告诉我们说，当蒙恩得救的时候，我们乃是出黑暗进入光明。
The Bible tells us that when we are saved by grace, we left the darkness into light.
我们乃是从死亡里面出来，进到生命里面。
We came out of this death and we entered into this new life.
我们开始走一条又新又活的道路。
We started to walk in a new and living way.
那么这样的道路要怎样来走呢？
How shall we walk in such a new way?
就是我们腰间束带。
That is our loins should be girded with a belt.
新约保罗告诉我们说，这个带乃是真理。
And in the New Testament, Paul tells us this: the belt is the belt of truth.
所以当我们走这条道路的时候，我们需要以神的话、以神的真理来束我们带，来约束我们的生活。
Therefore, as we walk in this new life, we need God's word to gird our loins, to restrain our life.
我们脚要穿上那福音的鞋。
And also, our feet should be shod with the gospel.
当我们走这一条人生道路的时候，这个福音的鞋穿在我们脚上，我们走到哪里，福音就跟着到哪里。
As we walk in our life, wherever we go, this sandal of the gospel should be with us.
福音就传到哪里。
And that's how the gospel is preached.
这个鞋也是成为我们一个保护。
Therefore, this sandal should be our protection.
叫我们脚和这个地有一个分别。
It keeps our feet from the ground and makes a difference.
就是当我们这样子行走的时候，我们常思想到我们所蒙到这个救恩啊，是叫我们从这个世界有一个界限，有个分别。
As we walk in this new way, this salvation enables us to make the distinction between our life and the world.
我们手要拿个杖。
And also in our hand, we should have.
我们走这条天路，主是我们的扶持，是我们保护。
As we walk in this heavenly journey, our Lord is our sustainer, is our protector.
主是我们依靠。
He is our reliance.
只有依靠他，我们才可以走这条属天的道路。
Only by relying on Him, we could walk in this spiritual journey.
我们也要赶紧的吃。
And we also have to eat the flesh.
我们走这条路的时候，我们又急迫了感觉呢，快要离开这个世界，脱离这个世界影响。
Now we should have this urgent feeling that we need to take the journey in haste, and we're about to be set free from the influence of this world.
我们盼望快往前奔跑，走这一条属天的道路。
We hope we can run speedily, quickly in this heavenly journey.
这是我们今天在地上的生活的一个态度。
And this is the kind of attitude we should have as we live in this world.
所以我们看见当以色列百姓他们要出埃及的时候，他们是根据什么，他们才能出埃及呢？
Now let's consider as Israelites were about to leave Egypt, based on what could they leave?
他们是根据逾越节。
They based their exile upon the Passover.
他们什么时候开始离开埃及呢？
When did they start to exodus Egypt?
那是从逾越节开始。
Starting from Passover.
他们怎样开始过新的生活呢？
How did they start living this new life?
那是从逾越节开始。
It also started from Passover.
所以逾越节是他们人生的一个起点。
Therefore, Passover was the very beginning of their new life.
逾越节是他们生活走路的一个根基。
And also Passover was also the very foundation of their walk.
所以等到第二年一月份再开始的时候。
So when the first month of the second year came about,
他们仍然是开始从过逾越节开始。
They also started with observing the Passover.
所以我们看见当他们进到迦南地的时候。
And also we see as they enter the land of Canaan.
当耶稣亚带领他们过了约旦河，他们来到耶利哥的平原。
When Joshua led them through the Jordan River and when they came at the plain of Jericho.
他们在基甲安营。
And they encamped at Gilgal.
他们开始要过迦南一个新的生活。
And here they started to live a new life in Canaan.
他们在那里已经结束了旷野的生活。
There they had already finished their life in wilderness.
头一件事情就是先过逾越节。
And the first thing they did was to observe this Passover.
因为逾越节是一个开始。
Because Passover was the beginning.
然后他们就开始在迦南里面过生活。
And then after that, they started their life in Canaan.
所以我们看以色列百姓，他们每一次要开始过一个新的生活的时候，他们乃是从逾越节开始。
So we know that the Israelites, whenever they were about to start a new life, they started with Passover.
那就是说，他们必须先回到那个起初蒙恩的那个地位上。
That is, they always come back to the very stance where they were first given favor.
成为他们整个生活的一个根基。
And this is also the very center of their life.
所以神说你们要守这日，要纪念这日。
God said that you have to observe this day and keep it as a memorial to you.
要守耶和华节。
And this is the day, the feast of the Lord.
作为你们世世代代的定律。
As an everlasting ordinance to you.
每一次当他们在那边守节的时候，
Every time when they celebrated the feast,
他们就想到他们是一般蒙恩蒙拯救的百姓。
They remember that there are people who have been delivered.
这是逾越节。
And this is the Passover.
到了新约以后，我们就清楚了。
When we come to the New Testament, it becomes even more clear.
新约的逾越节是什么呢？
That what is the Passover in New Testament?
新约的逾越节就是我们今天的擘饼聚会。
And that is.Our breaking of bread today.
擘饼聚会呢是在七日的第一日。
Breaking of bread is always observed on the first day of
the week. 就是主日。
And that's the Lord's day.
主日是一个礼拜一周的开始。
And this is the very beginning of a week.
是一周的第一天。
The very first day of a week.
一周呢是一个循环。
We know a week is a cycle.
所以每一个循环开始是从什么时候开始呢？
And where does this cycle start?
从七日的第一日，从主日开始。
It starts from the very first day of the seventh day, that's the Lord's day.
当神的百姓，当基督徒在那里一同聚集纪念主的时候。
When God's people, all the Christians are gathered together to remember their Lord.
这是我们开始过生活的一个起步。
And this is the very beginning step of
我们在那里想到主怎样为我们成就了救赎工作。
There we remember how the Lord has accomplished all the redemptive work.
当我们在那聚会的时候，我们再重新回到那个蒙恩的地位上。
As we're gathered together, we always come back to the very first stance when we first are saved.
为什么我们看重这样的聚会呢？
Why is it we emphasize so much of this kind of meeting?
因为许多前面的弟兄们他们的经历告诉我们。
Because from the experiences of those brothers and sisters who are before us,
我们生命之所以能够常常得到更新，能够继续走前面的道路。
The reason that our life can be renewed all the time to continue our journey.
灵里能够得到复兴。
And the reason that our spirit can be kindled.
都是因着在那里擘饼纪念主。
It's all because at the breaking of bread we remember our Lord.
因为那是我们生命的一个起头。
Because this is the very beginning of our life.
那是我们生活走属灵道路开始的一个根基。
This is the very foundation of our spiritual journey.
我想我们诗本有一首诗歌，我们都非常熟悉，也非常喜欢唱。
There is one hymn in our hymnal that we're all very familiar with and we all like very much.
我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
That is, I am but a sinner.
这是我的身份。
And this is my life.
不管我们信主年日有多长。
No matter how long that the days that since.
每一次我们唱这首诗歌的时候。
Every time when we sing this hymn.
我们百唱不厌。
We just cannot be tired of singing it.
每次我们唱这首诗歌的时候。
Every time when I sing this hymn.
我们里面的感受是何等的深。
How deep, how poignant our feeling would be.
我们似乎又回到那个起初蒙恩那个地位那个身份的上面。
It seems it brings us back to the very first time when we are standing on the position and stand.
因为每一次在擘饼纪念主的时候。
Every time we are gathered together to break the bread to remember.
我们看见我们的蒙恩的地位。
We see the position of ourselves.
我们知道我们已经离开世界，离开埃及了。
We know we've left the world, we've left Egypt.
我们现在是走在一个新的道路上。
We're now walking a new journey.
我们是朝着一个新的目标而去。
And we're marching toward a new destination.
所以为什么神在那里吩咐他们说，你们要世世代代守为耶和华的诫？
And that, do you know why that the Lord commanded that them that you should hold this Passover as an everlasting ordinance throughout generations?
使徒报告诉我们说，你们如此的行，乃是要纪念我，纪念主。
Apostle Paul tells us that.Do so in remembrance of me.
纪念到什么时候？
Until when?
纪念到主再来。
Until the Lord comes again.
世世代代的纪念。
Throughout generations, remember him.
常常的纪念。
Remember him constantly.
当每次我们纪念的时候，我们又重新回到那个蒙恩的地位上。
Now whenever we remember our Lord, we come back to the very first position.
我们又开始从这里出发。
And start from there, we set our.
我们从这里开始来过一天的生活。
And start there, we start living our day.
过一周的生活。
We live this coming week's life.
过前面的生活。
And we simply live the life that awaits us.
这是为什么神一再吩咐他们说要世世代代守为诫。
This is why God continues to tell them that observe this ordinance as your everlasting statute.
但是当我们去读旧约历史的时候，
As we read the history of Old Testament,
很稀奇的一件事情。
Amazingly,
旧约历史那么长的一段时间，
that we find that even though the Old Testament has such a long history, such a long time,
神说你们要世世代代纪念这日，守为耶和华的节。
But God says that throughout generations, hold this as an everlasting ordinance and observe it.
在那么长的一段的旧约历史当中，
throughout such a long Old Testament history,
圣经只记载了六次以色列人在那守夜节。
Only six times that the Bible recorded that they actually did it.
神说世世代代要守。
God says keep the Passover throughout generations.
但是圣经为什么只有记载这么六次而已呢？
But why is the Bible only record six times?
当然第一次就是在出埃及记十二章。
The first time was recorded in Exodus 12.
第二次，我们刚才已经读过其他的五次。
And we just read the other five times.
在旷野第二年开始，他们又守了一次。
In the beginning of the second year, they also observed the Passover in the wilderness.
进入迦南地的时候，他们又守了一次。
Now after they entered the land of Canaan, they did it one more time.
而到了列王记，到了西西家、耶西亚王的时代，又守了一次。
When they come to the second Chronicles to King Hezekiah, they observed it one more time.
到他们被掳归回的时候又守一次。
When they returned from their captivity, that's another time when they observed it.
可能他们进了埃及头一次守完以后他们就不再守了。
Most likely, after they entered the land of Canaan, they observed it once and that's it. No longer they would observe it.
而在西西家王守的时候圣经告诉我们说因为民已经许久没有再守了。
When King Hezekiah observed the Passover, the Bible tells us that it's because the people had not kept the feast for a long time.
耶西亚王的时候圣经告诉我们说自从先知撒母耳以来以色列百姓当中列王当中没有像耶西亚这样的守这样的逾节。
In the days of King Josiah, the Bible tells us, ever since the prophet Samuel, among the Israel, there had not been observed a Passover ever like this.
诸王没有像耶西亚的这样守这样的逾节。
None of the kings would keep the Passover like Josiah.
什么叫做这样的逾节呢？
What does it mean to observe a Passover like
this? 这里好像是说他们的确好是其他的列王也在守逾节。
It seems to tell us that maybe even when all other kings did observe that Passover,
但是他们守逾节的时候和耶西亚守了逾节好像是不太一样。
But the way they observed the feast was different from the way King Josiah did it.
他们是在守节，但是和耶西亚的守节方式内容可能不一样。
The context of the methodof other kings observing Passover is different from that of King Josiah.
不是那个日期不同。
It's not that the day of the feast is different.
可能也是在正月十四日。
Probably it's still held on the 14th day of the first month.
但是其他的王他们在守的时候是一种外表的形式。
But when all other kings, when they observed the feast, they did it simply in an outward form.
他们在那里守这样的节的时候神看为是徒然的守了。
When they kept the feast to God, they did it in vain.
神不算为他们在守节。
God did not count their observance as observing the feast.
所以圣经就没有记载那些的节，他们守节的记录。
Therefore, the Bible had no records of their observance.
用新约保罗的话来说，
Now, if we put this in Paul's word in New Testament,
只有近前的外貌背了近前的实义。
That is, they have the form of godliness but deny its power.
他没有照着神的心意在那守逾节。
They did not observe the feast according to the will of God.
他们怎样没有照神的心意来守逾节呢？
How did they not observe it according to the mind of God?
我想等一下后面我们会再来交通。
Later on we will elaborate on this.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们之所以守逾节常常和他们属灵光景有很大的关系。
Here we see that the Israelites' observance of the Passover is so closely related to their spiritual conditions.
因为圣经告诉我们说西西家跟耶西亚王他们是一个好王。
Because the Bible tells us that King Josiah, King Hezekiah are good kings.
他们行神眼中看为正的事。
They would do the things right in the sight of God.
所以在这两个王做王的时候，以色列百姓当中有一些的复兴。
So when these two kings reigned in among Israel,we could see some sign of revival.
当西西家登基做王的时候，在元年正月，他就把圣殿的门再打开。
When King Hezekiah took the throne on the very first month, in the very first month, he opened the doors of sanctuary.
他在重新修造圣殿，修理圣殿。
Again, he repaired the holy temple. And also he commanded the Levites to sanctify themselves. There they sanctified the holy temple and purged out all the filthy things.
他们在那里为犹大人在那献赎罪祭。
And they offered the thing of the offering of sin for all the kingdom, for all the Israelites.
所以我们看见之所以他们会 在那里有守夜节，因为在神的百姓当中有一个复兴的光景。
The reason they observed the Passover is because there was this condition of revival among his people.
在耶西亚王的时代也是一样。
It's the same way in King Josiah.
耶西亚王八岁的时候，他就登基做王。
Josiah took his throne when he was only 8 years old.
圣经告诉我们说，当他登基第八，做王第八年的时候呢，虽然年幼呢，他就寻求耶和华，寻求他主大卫的神。Now
the Bible tells us, when Josiah ascended to the throne, even when he was 8 years old, he seeked out the God of his father, the God of David.
就是说，当他十六岁的时候，年纪虽然那么年幼，但他就知道来寻求耶和华神。
And this is at the time when he was 16 years old, when he was very young. I believe he is such a young man, greatly blessed by God. We thank God that among our young people, maybe some of you are not yet 16 years old. But you know already to seek out the Lord. Maybe some of you have passed 16 years old and now in your 20s. Even though you're still young, but you know you want to seek the Lord.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹，当我们年幼的时候来寻求神，实在是一个蒙福的事情。
So, young brothers and sisters, when you are at this tender age, if you know how to seek the Lord, it's such a blessing.
他常常洁净那一颗地，洁净犹大，洁净圣殿。
King Josiah sanctified the temple, sanctified the whole land.
他在除去了秋坛，废掉了许多偶像。
He demolished all the idols and put away all the high places.
So
once again, we see this revival among God's people.
复兴的表现头一个就是什么呀？就是守逾越节。
And the very first sign of this revival is to observe this Passover.
我们看以斯拉也是一样。
It's the same way in Ezra.
以斯拉带领那一班被神的灵激动的百姓回到犹大地。
Now when Ezra led all those people whose spirits were stirred by God and back to Jerusalem,
他们体会神的心意,
they simply went for God's heart.
他们愿意回到犹大地重新建造圣殿恢复圣殿的侍奉。
They came back to Judah willing to rebuild the temple and start resuming the service of God.
当他们把圣殿重新建造起来，他们献殿的时候，他们又再一次守逾越节。
Now when they repaired the holy temple once again, they started observing this Passover.
为什么圣经记载这些百姓们当有点复兴的时候，他们会去守这个逾越节呢？
Now why is it the Bible recorded in such a way that whenever people are revived, then they would observe Passover?
圣经为什么没有记载他们去守其他的节日呢？
Why is it the Bible never records that they observe other feasts also?
我们知道在某些律法里面有七个节日他们要守的。
We know that in the Mosaic Law, there are 7 feasts they are to observe.
其中你要上的大节就是逾越节、五旬节、祝棚节。
Now the 3 great feasts among the 7 are the Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacle.
这是为什么每一次的复兴不是说他们去守五旬节、祝棚节？
But why is the Bible never records that at every revival they went ahead and observed this Feast of Tabernacle or Pentecost?
是不是每一次复兴刚好是又碰到正月月份？
Now is it just because it happened that at every revival it simply happened on the first month of the year?
那是因为当时的百姓有一次有一些复兴的时候，他们 又回到了起初蒙恩的一个地位上。
This is simply because whenever God's children have this sign of the survival, revival, they simply came back to the very position of their deliverance and salvation.
因为逾越节是一个新的开始。
Because the Passover is a new beginning.
他们重新在这里有一个好的开始。
Here they started with a brand new, wonderful beginning.
所以每次的神百姓的复兴总是回到那个起初那个地位。
Now this is why, at the very beginning of the survival of God's people, they always come back.
因为他们先回到那个起初蒙恩的地位上，他们才能继续往前走。
To the very status, to the position where they are saved, and only from then on they could start their
journey. 他们才能继续去守五旬节、祝棚节。
And then they will continue to keep other feasts like the Pentecost feast and also the feast of Tabernacles.
因为每一个节都是讲到一种属灵的经历。
Because every feast speaks of the spiritual experience.
这些属灵经历都是有它的次序的。
And these spiritual experiences go by sequence.
必须按部就班的。
Every feast has to be observed step by step in its own order.
因为逾越节是一个起头，是一个根基。
Because the feast of Passover is the beginning, is the foundation.
若是没有这个根基的话，就不可能在上面有建造。
Without this foundation, there is no way to build anything upon it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们属灵经历也是常常是这样子。
So brothers and sisters, in like manner, this is our spiritual experiences.
是有一个次序，是一个步骤的。
There is a sequence, there is an order.
人必须先经过逾越节。
We have to go through the Feast of Passover.
才能够来到五旬节。
Then we can come to the Feast of Pentecost.
才能够来到祝棚节。
And then come to the Feast of Booths.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this simply is a spiritual experience.
这个就是为什么每一次他们复兴的时候，总是从逾越节开始。
And this is why whenever the Israelites were revived, they started with the Feast of Passover.
所以我们看见之所以他们会守逾越节乃是和他们属灵光景是否正常有一个很大的关系。
So now we see their observance of Feast of Passover is so closely related to their spiritual condition, whether they have a normal or abnormal one.
所以这个就让我们看见为什么圣经只有六次记载他们守逾越节。
And this is also why the Bible only recorded six times of their observance of the Passover.
这不过是说明旧约历史以色列百姓他们大部分的光景。
This just reveals the spiritual conditions of the Israelites in Old Testament.
都落在那个软弱荒凉的情形底下。
Most of the time, the condition is so desolate. And so, spiritual condition so weak.
当他们出埃及第二年以后，他们在旷野守了一次。
Now the second year when they left Egypt in the wilderness, they also kept the Passover the second time.
因为在那里，为什么他们守呢？
And why did they observe the feast there?
因为他们一年前刚刚看见神行了一个奇妙的事情。
Because a year ago they just observed the marvelous miracle in Egypt.
神在那行了神迹，击杀埃及所有的长子。
And there God performed the miracle that he slew all the firstborn.
拯救他们。
And he delivered them.
所以这样的事情对他们印象仍然是非常深刻。
So this kind of thing made such a fresh imprint on their mind.
感觉仍然是非常重。
Oh, they still had this point of impression of this event.
所以第二年他们仍然在那守逾越节。
So in the second year they continued to observe the feast.
等到他们进到旷野，开始在旷野生活的时候。
As they entered the wilderness, as they lived there.
在那三十八年的光景当中。
Among the 38 years.
圣经很清楚让我们看见他们一路上都是花眼眼。
Now the Bible reveals this to us so distinctly that all the way they continue to murmur and to complain.
一路都在抱怨。
They grumbled all the way.
他们不服摩西，不服亚伦。
They did not obey Moses and Aaron.
一个不信的恶心一直在他们里面。
A disbelieving evil heart is in their their mind.
所以在这样光景当中，他们怎么想到神的拯救？怎么想到要守逾越节呢？
Now, in a condition like this, how could they possibly remember God's salvation and God's deliverance and then observe the feast?
他们怎么去守神的吩咐诫命呢？
How could they observe and follow God's commandments and statutes?
所以我们看见在整个旷野38年当中，没有记载他们在守逾越节。
Therefore, we see that during the 38 years of wandering wilderness, they never observed this feast.
等到他们进了迦南，
Now, when they entered Canaan,
他们过了约旦河，
after they passed the Jordan,
他们总算来到神所应许的美地。
Finally, they came to the beautiful land that God had promised them.
我想他们感觉里面一定非常对神充满了感谢。
Probably they felt so thankful in their heart.
经过38年旷野漂流，总算来到目的地了。
After 30 years of wandering in the wilderness, finally they came to life.
他们要开始过一个新的生活。
They were about to start new life.
他们在那里守逾越节。
And there they kept Passover.
他们回到那个蒙恩的地位上，他们在那里可以感谢神。
They came back to the very position that they upon which they were saved, and there they gave thanks to God.
但是等到耶稣亚过死掉以后，
But after Joshua passed away,
以色列百姓他们就不再去侍奉耶和华神。
Israelites no longer serve the Lord their God.
他们去侍奉朱巴利。
Instead, they went to worship Baal.
他们就开始进到那个450年的荒凉光景当中。
And then they started entering into the 450 desolate years in the time of Judges.
圣经告诉我们说，那时以色列当中没有王，个人任意而行。
The Bible teaches that in those days there is no king among them. They did whatever fit in their eyes.
所以我们看见整个四世时代没有记载他们在守逾越节。
And we see that in the days of the judges, not even once that they were mentioned to keep the feast.
因为整个四世的时代都在荒凉的光景当中。
Because all the days in judges, they live in the desolate time.
他们就不会去守神的诫命。
Of course, they would not observe God's commandments.
到列王时代。
In the days of the kings.
我们看见在那只有记载希西家跟那个耶西亚王。
And we see that only Hezekiah and Josiah observed the feast.
因为这两个是一个好王。
Because they were good kings.
而其他王呢，都是坏王。
And the other kings were bad ones.
当然，在犹大国仍然还有五六个，也是一个好王。
Of course, in Judah, there were about 5 or 6 kings considered good.
虽然圣经没有记载他们在守逾越节。
Even though the Bible did not record that they observed the feast of Passover,
但是我想他们可能也还是有在守逾越节。
But I suppose they also kept the feast.
所以我们看见整个旧约以色列百姓历史，我们看见守逾越节和他们属灵光景有一个极大的关系。
So here we see in Old Testament history, the observance of the feast of Passover is so closely related to their spiritual condition.
所以我们看见旧以色列人他们这些经历呢，也是在说到我们新约基督徒的经历，也是一样。
And we can apply the same experience of Israelites to ours in New Testament.
当一个人属灵光景好像比较正常、比较好的时候，
When a person's spiritual condition is normal, is good,
他就能够常常思想到主的爱。
He is able to constantly remembering God's love.
他里面对神的救恩就充满了感谢。
And he's so thankful in his heart for God's salvation.
每一次在波比的聚会里面，他里面感觉就非常深。
Therefore, he would have such a poignant feeling at the breaking bread.
每一次的聚会，他里面重新再得到主爱的一个激励。
And at each breaking bread,The love toward his God would once again be quickened.
或是说，一个人若是真的进到那个聚会的里面，
Or we could say that if a person really enters into the spirit of this meeting,
他就更能感受到主的爱是何等的真实。
Then he could even experience more how true, how real God's love is.
若是一个人属灵光景不是很好的时候，
But if a person's spiritual condition is not that good,
他来参加这样聚会的时候，他总是没有什么感觉。
When he comes to the breaking of the bread, most likely he would not have such feelings.
他不感觉这个聚会这个宝贵。
He will not treasure the, this kind of meeting either.
好像他在那边看见诗歌一首一首的唱。
He sees only hymns being sung one by one.
有时候好像越唱越累。
And sometimes he even feels weary.
听到一些弟兄姊妹在那边祷告的时候，好像是千篇一律。
And as he hears other people praying, he just feels this is the same old thing over and over again.
好像那些人祷告上个礼拜跟这个礼拜祷告内容差不了太多。
As though this certain person simply prays the same prayers just as he did last week.
他里面不会感觉到主在这里与我们同在。
He would not feel that the Lord is right with us.
聚会起来非常的沉重。
And his spirit is very heavy as he, although he's in the meeting.
但是当一个人属灵正常的时候，他进到这个聚会里面，他整个感受是何等的不一样。
But if a person's spiritual condition is normal, when he comes to a meeting of breaking bread, he feels so differently.
因为他重新又回到那个起初蒙恩的那个地位上。
Because once again, he is brought back to the very position when he first.His first saved.
他看见主的爱在十字架上所显出来是何等的宝贵。
And also he sees how wonderful that God's love is shown on the cross to him.
他不能忘记主耶稣为他所成就这一切的救赎工作。
He simply cannot forget any of the Lord's redemptive work.
他属灵的生活属灵的道路重新在这里要开始走了
and he will start his spiritual journey right here in his life
要重新出发了
again he will set out his journey
因为他又回到这个根基上
because again he has come back to the very foundation
所以弟兄姊妹当我们每次来到波饼聚会的时候
so brothers and sisters as every time when we come to the breaking of bread
我们实在需要神怜悯我们
we really need God
让我们真是能够进到那个聚会的灵的里面
so we could really enter into the spirit of the meeting
我们就能够看见我们实在是一般有福的人
then we would realize that how blessed we are
我们已经脱离罪脱离死亡脱离这个世界的权势
because we have left the domain of the world of sin and death
我们是进到一个新的境界里面
we now enter into a new realm
感谢神
we thank God
神一再吩咐以色列百姓要守这个节
God commanded his people once again that they should observe this
就是为了让他们不要忘记神的救恩
In order that they would not forget his salvation.
所以大卫在诗篇103篇章作诗说
So David as he wrote the psalm in 103.
大卫在那里提醒他自己
Now David was reminding himself.
他说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华
My soul of praise to the Lord.
不要忘记他一切的恩惠
Do not forget all his prophets.
因为他赦免你一切罪孽
Because he has forgiven all your sins.
他医治你一切疾病
He has healed all your diseases.
用神每次我们来到这个聚会当中
So brothers and sisters, that every time we come to the meeting,
我们不能忘记他一切的恩惠
We should never forget all his grace.
我们知道他已经赦免我们一切罪孽
Now he has forgiven all our sins.
他已经医治我们一切属灵的疾病
He has healed all our spiritual diseases.
我们今天可以活在他的面前
So that today,We can live in his
我们可以享受他的恩典
We can enjoy his grace
所以我们看这一月节在以色列百姓当中是一个极重要的一个节日
So we see now the feast of Passover is such a great important feast among
the 需要世世代代一再纪念一再的守
It needs to be observed, be remembered throughout the generations
那神怎么样吩咐他们守这个节呢
How did God observe the command them to observe the feast
好叫他们能够继续在神的恩典上蒙受祝福呢
so that they would continue to be blessed by God's grace
当我在读的时候呢我自己领会有三方面
now as I read this personally I feel there are three points on this
这三方面呢众圣经都是用守这个字
and in reference to all these three aspects The Chinese Bible used the word to observe.
神说要, 你们要守这个节,
God said that you have to observe.
第14节, 那边说,
now you should observe this as the days of the Lord.
这个守这个字,
to observe.
在达比的圣经或是说在那个NASB的圣经的翻译是用那个庆祝这个字。
In Darby's translation or in NASB's translation, this version use the word celebrate.
Celebrate, 庆祝.
To celebrate.
那意思就是说，当他们守这个节的时候，是用一个庆祝的心情来守这个节.
It tells us that when they observe the feast, they observe it with a heart of celebration.
当我们庆祝个节日的时候，我们心情是充满欢喜快乐.
When we celebrate a certain day, our hearts are full of joy.
我们在那享受那节日所带给我们一些满足。
And there we simply bask ourselves in the satisfaction that particular day bring us.
所以西西家王他们在那守这个节的时候，
So when King Hezekiah observed the day,
圣经告诉我们说，在耶路撒冷以色列人大有喜乐。
And the Bible tells us that in Jerusalem there was such great joy.
他们守了七日，他们觉得不够。
Now, they observed it for 7 days, but they didn't think it's enough.
他们跟商议说，我们再守七日。
So, they consulted with each other and said, that's celebrated for another 7 days.
所以他们继续守七日。
So, they continue to observe the feast for
7 days. 因为这个节日带给他们实在是极其大的一个欢喜快乐。
Because this feast brought to them such a great joy and happiness.
他们巴不得这个节日不要过去。
They wish if only the feast would never pass.
他们盼望这个节日能够继续延续下去。
They hope the feast would continue.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们在过些节日的时候，我们充满欢喜的说，是不是也是这样的感觉呢？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the same thing? Sometimes when we observe certain holidays, our joy is just the same.
我们巴不得这个节日就停在那里。
We wish, we hope only that
the day stay there.
So we'll continue to dwell in this joy.
所以有时候有些弟兄告诉我们说，当波饼进行到一个情形的时候，
So some brothers once told us that when we conduct the breaking of bread to such an extent,
他们巴不得这样的饥饿不要停止在那里。
We would feel that if only this meeting would never end.
因为实在是太喜乐，太满足了。
Because it's so satisfying, it is so joyous.
所以圣经说，自从以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的时候，
So the Bible tells us ever since the son of David, King Solomon,
在耶路撒冷没有这样大喜的。
In Jerusalem, there had never been as great joy.
也许从前他们有一些的喜乐。
Maybe before they had certain joy.
但是从来没有喜乐像那次守节那么大的一个喜乐。
But they had never experienced such a great joy as they observed the Passover.
以至于他们也要一直守下去。
So that they wanted to continue to observe.
我们看以斯拉他们在那守节的时候也是一样。
Like manner, as we consider Ezra when they observed, celebrated the feast,
他们在那欢喜,
they simply rejoice.
是耶和华使他们欢喜,
because the Lord made them joyful.
因为这个节说出耶和华为他们行了大事,
because this feast simply says that what a wonderful thing the Lord has made for them.
正如诗篇126篇那里所描述的。
In Psalm 126 describes,
那是被掳归回人所写的诗歌。
That's a hymn written by the exiles from captivity.
他说当耶和华将那些被掳人带回西安的时候，
When the Lord brought back the captive to Zion,
我们好像是做梦的人。
We were just like dreamers.
我们满口欢喜满舌欢乐。
Our mouth is full of joy and our tongues with the joy.
因为在外邦人当中有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
Because among the Gentiles they say that the Lord has performed a great thing for them.
耶和华果然为他们行了大事，所以我们欢喜。
Indeed the Lord had performed this great thing, therefore we rejoice.
那些从被掳之地归回的人，他们充满了欢喜。
All those exiles from the captivity, their hearts were full of joy.
他说，我们好像做梦的人。
They said that we were like dreamers.
什么叫做做梦的人呢？
Now, what are dreamers?
因为他们在那里感受到又清醒，好像这是不是个真的呢？
Right at that time, they felt that, is this true?
就像有的人好像中了一个乐透奖的时候，他说：“哎，这是不是在做梦啊？”
It's just like if somebody wins a lotto, then he would say, "Am I dreaming?"
是真的吗
？Is it real?
我好是不是在做梦
？Is it a dream?
他不可来想象这个事情会临到我们的身上。
They could never imagine such a thing would come upon them.
神居然把他们从被掳之地带回来了。
That God would bring them back from the land of captivity.
让他们感觉到好像不可能的事情居然发生在他们身上了。
So they just felt that this inconceivable thing actually happening to them.
好像做梦的人。
They were just like dreamers.
是一个真实的事情临到他们身上。
That such a real thing should come upon them.
所以他们满口欢喜，满舌快乐。
So their mouths were full of laughter, their tongues.
因为耶和华为他们行了大事情。
Because the Lord has performed a great thing.
用什么？每次在这个波比的里面，我们看见耶和华为我们行了大事情。
So brothers and sisters, let's see that at the breaking of bread, the Lord has performed a great thing for us.
不然像我这样的人。
Otherwise.People like us,
像我们这样罪人怎么蒙满被恩者
Sinners, how could we be so blessed?
用什么很多人在波饼聚会为什么那么容易受感动
Brothers and sisters, why is that the breaking bread? So many people are so easily moved.
因为他们一再回到这个起初蒙恩的地位上
Because again and again they return to the very status, very position.
他们看见饼看见杯
When they see the bread, when they see the cup.
他们不得不开口赞美
They cannot but open their mouths to praise.
不得不把感谢赞美再次归给他。
They cannot but cannot help but to give all this.
因为他的生命是从这里开始。
Because their life starts.
他新的生活是从这里开始。
Their new life starts from there.
所有过去都已经结束了。
All the things in the past.Were wrapped up.
因着主的主耶稣基督的生命，他有一个新的盼望。
And because of the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, they now have a new hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是逾越节。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Passover.
这是神为什么要他们守节的原因。
And this is the reason why.
要他们怎样守呢？
In what way?
要 celebrate, 要庆祝。
God wants them to celebrate it.
这个庆祝不是像今天所谓那些庆祝圣诞节。
It's not like the celebration of Christmas.
那不是神要我们所庆祝的。
This is not the kind of celebration.
那不是我们所要欢喜的。
It's not something that we should be joyful.
我们所要欢喜的乃是在主饼杯面前。
What we need to be joyful is we do it before the.
因为那耶和华我们主为我们行了何等奇妙的事情。
The Lord has done such wonderful great things for us.
这样的恩典居然临到我们的身上。
That such grace should.Come upon us.
所以神说你们要守为耶和华的节。
Therefore, the Lord God says that you should observe it as the day, the feast of the Lord.
第二个守在二十四节。
Now the second observance is in 24.
这英文圣经呢，乃是用那个 observe.
And here in the English Bible, it uses the word observe.
就是遵守。
That is to keep.
怎样遵守呢
How do you observe it?
那是照着神的心意在那边遵守
It's according to the will of God.
不是一个外面的仪式仪文
It's not our rituals and rites.
那是在一个灵的真实的里面在那遵守
But in spirit and truth, you observe it.
为什么？因为这是属耶和华的节期
Because this is the feast to the Lord.
这个月节是属于神的。
This feast of Passover belongs to God.
是以神为中心的。
So it should be God-centered.
所以圣经说这是耶和华的节期。
Therefore, the
Bible says, 耶和华的月节。
This is the Lord's feast of Passover.
我们说到，可能在以色列旧约历史当中，他不仅只有那六次的守月节。
Now we mentioned that maybe in Israelite history, they probably did not limit their observance.
可能他们每年都照神的吩咐在那守月节。
Maybe each year they did observe the Lord's feast.
但是他们也有照神的心意，照那实际的光景内容来守这个月节。
But they did not observe it according to God's word in reference to the contents, the true spiritual meal.
他们已经失去了守节真正的目的和意义。
They've lost the true meaning, the purpose of observing.
不再以神为中心。
No longer was God centered.
而是以人为中心。
Instead, they were man-centered.
所以先知以赛亚在那里也告诉我们。
Therefore, the Isaiah the prophet.
他说：“你们的所，你们的夜兽，你们的节期，我心里厌恶。”
God says that your feasts.Your the beginning observing the beginning of the month were so abominable to me.
我都以为麻烦。
They are so weary to me.
守逾越节是神的丰富。
Now observing the feast of Passover.
他们的确在那守逾越节。
Yes, they did observe it.
但是神说你们的节期我看为恨恶。
But God said that your feasts were abominable to me.
我觉得太麻烦了，啰嗦了。
It's so weary to me.
为什么？因为那已经不再是个耶和华的节期。
Because it's no longer the Lord's feast.
那已经属于人的一个节期。
It now became man's feast.
已经失去了守逾越节的真实的意义。
It's already lost the true meaning of observing.
所以到主耶稣在地上的那一段年日。
Therefore, in the days of Jesus in his flesh.
约翰福音告诉我们。
In the book of John, we read.
那个逾越节不再称为耶和华的逾越节。
The Passover is no longer called the Passover of the Lord.
圣经称说那是犹太人的逾越节。
The Bible says it's the Jews' Passover.
犹太人一个节期。
It simply is one of the feasts of the Jews.
因为那已经成为一个人的一个节期。
It's already become a man's feast.
一个属世的一个节期。
It's an earthly feast.
人把那属灵神圣的事物成为世俗的东西。
Now men call this a spiritual holy feast.As secular ones,
成为一个世界的东西
become a worldly thing,
成为宗教仪文就是了
It simply is a religious ritual,
只有个外表形式
It has a formality,
没有个实际的内容在那里
But there is no real meaning to
it 那不过是犹太人的逾越节
And it has become a feast of Passover of Jews,
不再称为耶和华的逾越节
No longer is called the feast of the Lord
不再是一个属神的一个节日
It's not a feast belonging
不过是个属人的节期而已
Simply is one of man's feast
弟兄姊妹今天许多属灵神圣的事物也是成为这样一个光景
In like manner, brothers and sisters, many holy spiritualMatters have now become secular ones.
许多神圣属灵的事物已经成为属世的东西了。
Many holy spiritual matters have become earthly affairs.
成为属人的事物了。
As simply, they are men's affairs.
神不在其中了。
Because God is not among them.
我们看见今天有所谓本土神学。
Now we see there is certain theology called theology of locality.
就是说，当一个福音传到一个地方、到一个国家的时候
，it's when the gospel reaches a certain locality, a certain country.
为了叫人能够接受这个福音。
For the sake of making the gospel more readily to be accepted.
或是为了叫人能够接受这些真理。
For the sake that the people would accept.Receive this kind of truth.
需要用当地的文化来调和在一起。
So the gospel needs to be combined with local cultures.
叫人能够容易接受。
So that people could receive it more easily.
按着当地的生活习俗，能够把福音、把真理传递出去。
They share the gospel according to the local customs of those people.
这个就所谓本土神学。
And this is called the theology of locality.
一个神圣的真理就成为人的文化的里面的一部分就是了。
Now the holy truth has now been combined into the a secular cultural customs.
我们说入境随俗。
And we say, You do when you go to Rome, you do as Romans.
把人的文化加进在福音的真理里面。
So we now add man's culture into the gospel.
就成为一个属世的一个东西。
And it turns out to be a secular product.
我们看见当初英国的那个戴德森来到中国传福音的时候。
Now we remember when Hudson Taylor from England when he came to China.
他为了能够让中国人接受他的福音。
Now, he wanted the Chinese to be able to receive the gospel.
他的确是入境随俗。
Yes, he did do what Chinese did.
他生活他穿长袍马褂。
He would dress himself with long robes as Chinese did.
他可以留了长辫子。
And also he even wore the long hair on the back of his
head. 但他所传的福音不是一个本土的福音。
However, the gospel he preached was never locality centered.
他所传的福音不是一个中国人的福音。
The gospel he preached is not a gospel for Chinese.
他所传的福音乃是保罗所传的福音。
The gospel he preached is the same gospel that Paul preached.
是纯正的福音。
It's the sound, pure gospel.
人的生活可以本土化。
Our life could be a customized life.
但是真理不可能本土化。
But the truth shall never be customized in order to cater to specific locality.
2000年前保罗所传的福音。
Now the gospel that Paul preached 2000
years ago. 这古老的福音。
The old gospel.
我们今天所传的福音仍然是这样的福音。
Is the same gospel today we preach.
用什么？这是耶和华的节。
Brothers and sisters, this is the feast of Passover.
这是耶和华的节。
And that belongs to the Lord.
所以我们看见，虽然他们在那守节。
So here, although we see that they observe the feast,
但是神却没有悦纳。
But God did not receive that.
因为那不过是一个人的节期就是。
Because that simply is a man's feast.
第三个守。
Now the third observing.
他说：“你们要守这里，你们的儿女问你们说，行这里是什么意思？”
That you need to observe the rite. So when your children ask you, what is it that you observe this?
你们就说这是献给耶和华月节的祭。
Tell them that this is the sacrifice of Passover to the Lord.
这个守呢是 keep.
And here it says to keep.
所以怎样守耶和华的月节呢？
How do we keep the Lord's Passover?
Keep 就是要保护保守。
That to preserve, to protect.
不要让它受了破坏。
Don't let it to be damaged.
让这个节我更纯更净。
So that the feast will be ever more pure.
照着神起初所启示的那个内容来守。
You would keep it according to the contents in the very beginning God revealed.
在这里神告诉我们说，神说行这里是什么意思呢？
Here the Bible says, what does it mean to keep this right?
这个礼呢，不是那个礼仪的那个仪式那个礼。
It's not a simple ritual.
因为用这个礼乃是一个 service、
And、
是一个服侍。
Some version uses this rite as service.
所以说这个礼是什么呢？说这个月节乃是说到当人在那守的时候，这是一个服侍。
So when you say to keep the rite of Passover, you're saying this is a service to God.
什么服侍呢？
What kind of service is
this? 这是献给耶和华的祭。
This is the sacrifice offered to God.
这个服是一个献祭，是一个奉献。
So this service is a consecration offered to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当人这么守这个节的时候，我们看见原来这是一个服事。
So brothers and sisters, as they observe the feast, we see that they are actually serving.
人在那里有奉献。
There, people offering up themselves.
这是神要人守节的，守这个月节的一个方式。
And this is
一个内容。
This is the contents of the feast of the Passover.
为什么这是一个奉献呢？
Why is this a dedication and consecration?
为什么这样守节是一个侍奉呢？
Why is it observing the feast?
当我们读保罗，当我们读罗马书第十二章的时候，我们就稍微清楚了。
As we read Romans 12, it becomes clear to us.
当保罗很清楚把那个福音的真理讲解清完以后。
After Paul has shared clearly the truth of the gospel,
他说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
He says that brothers, by the mercies of God, I implore you.
当将自己的身体当作活祭献上。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的。
Holy, acceptable to God.
他说这样侍奉是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable service.
所以我们看见奉献身体献上那是一个侍奉。
So we see that presenting your body this is a consecration.
这是神要他们所的一个内容。
So this is the very content that God wanted Israelites to observe.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到波饼聚会的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, every time we come to the breaking bread,
我们需要欢喜快乐在那边庆祝。
We need to be glad, rejoice, and celebrate.
我们要守住神起初那个启那个启示那个启示出来的那个内容。
We need to keep the very contents when God first revealed to us.
我们在那里回到那个起初蒙恩的地位根基上的时候。
Here we come back to the very position when God first saved us.
我们在那里把我们自己再次奉献给神。
There once again we consecrate ourselves to God.
那是一个侍奉。
And that's called a service.
这是圣洁，是神所喜悦的一个奉献。
This is holy. This is acceptable to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当每一次我们在那擘饼的时候，我们重新再把自己奉献给神。
So brothers and sisters, every time we break the bread, that's the very time that once again you consecrate yourself.
我们每次在擘饼的时候，我们看见原来是主耶稣用他重价把我们买赎回来的。
Every time when we break the bread, we see that we are all bought by God.
他为我们舍命流血。
He died for us. He shed.
今天我们不再是自己的人。
Today no longer we are people of ourselves, but we belong to God.
用什么？这是擘饼聚会。
Brothers and sisters, this is the breaking bread.
这是在那里纪念主的聚会。
And this is the meeting where we remember our Lord.
这是以主为中心的一个聚会。
This is the meeting where the Lord is the center.
因为这是耶和华逾越节。
Because this is the Passover to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神在那里吩咐说，你们要世世代代守耶和华的节。
So, brothers and sisters, when God commanded that throughout generations you will keep this feast of Passover,
是让他们看见，他们开始要走一条新的道路，过一种新的生活的时候。
God wanted to show them that as they were about to walk in a new way to start a new life,
他们必须常常回到那个起初蒙恩的地位上。
They had to always come back to the very position where they were first saved.
同样，我们今天需要常常回到这个起初蒙恩的地位上。
Likewise, we also have to always come back to the position where we are first saved.
因为我们是从那里开始的。
And from there, we will start.
我们是从那里开始。